It's Monday, June 24th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. On and off-ramp closures for construction at Highway 63 and Highway 53 near Spooner, a judge will decide if people with disabilities can vote electronically from home. The Job Center of Wisconsin offers help to job seekers, and Senator Elizabeth Warren is campaigning for President Biden in Eau Claire on Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Construction continues on Highway 53 at the Highway 63 and Highway 70 interchanges near Spooner. The northbound exit from Highway 53 to Highway 63 and the northbound ramp from Highway 63 to Highway 53 will be closed through July 12th. Detours use Highway 70 or County Highway H. Work continues on Barron's Main Street project as crews pour new sidewalks and curbs along LaSalle Avenue between 7th and 3rd Streets. Project engineer Drew Lind reminds pedestrians to stay off new concrete for 24 hours and reminds motorists to not drive on new concrete for 7 days for the pavement to cure properly. Grading and utility installation is happening between 3rd and Mill Streets. A partial one-lane closure of Mill Street for 2 days is anticipated in the next 2 weeks. A Wisconsin judge is expected to consider whether to allow people with disabilities to vote electronically from home in the swing state this fall. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April demanding disabled people be allowed to cast absentee ballots electronically from home. They asked Dane County Circuit Court Judge Everett Mitchell to issue a temporary injunction before the lawsuit is resolved, granting the accommodation in the state's August 13th primary and November presidential election. Mitchell scheduled a Monday hearing on the injunction. The plaintiffs argue many disabled people can't cast paper ballots without assistance, violating their right to protect the secrecy of their votes. Local election clerks have been facing harassment over the state's new absentee ballot envelopes. Raymond Newport tells us more.
WKOW in Madison reports a new London man has sent emails to clerks across the state saying those new envelopes are illegal and he'll sue any clerk who uses them. This is despite the envelopes being approved by the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. The man has already filed over a dozen lawsuits against clerks. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald has been debunking the emails and sending out assurances to clerks they're doing nothing wrong. McDonald calls the emails a scare tactic and an attempt to stop absentee voting. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin continues to see record job growth and record low unemployment, but those stuck looking for a job shouldn't feel bad about it. That's a word from Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodek.
We could be looking at broad growth across the economy, but when you get down to individual jobs and individual occupations, each one is kind of a different story.
Hodek says that might mean you need to relocate or get some new schooling or reskilling. If you're having trouble getting your next job, contact the Job Center of Wisconsin and talk to a specialist. Reminding Wisconsin voters of the end of abortion rights, Bob Haig tells us more.
2 years ago, June 24, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion and setting off legal battles in the states, including here in Wisconsin. Now, just days away from the first presidential debate, the Biden-Harris campaign is hoping to focus the attention of Wisconsin voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigns here this week. She'll headline a rally in Madison this evening and make stops in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.